And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben here for the daily. What the block is going on with cryptocurrencies? My friends, I've had two people reach out this morning. What's going on with Bitcoin? Why is it dropping? It's like $63,000 now. And my response was, when it was $72,000, if I would have called you and said, I'll sell you a Bitcoin for $63,000, would you have bought it? Hell yes. Then why aren't you buying today? Well, the price is, going down. Right. You know how you make money, right? You buy when it's low, when it's dropping. See, people, for some reason, and I never understood this, people want to purchase at the top. I mean, I don't know why. It's, wow, look at Bitcoin skyrocket. It's $73,000. Now I'll get in. Then the price drops, and they're like, oh, I better sell. Wait, no. If you sell, you've lost money. If you don't sell and you hodl and when it goes back up, you're in profit. That's why here in Bitcoin, you should have a 4-year timeline. That's it. 4 years. And you should dollar cost average in. That's it. It's very simple, right? Between you and me and the wall, I still own Bitcoin that I bought at $680. I still own it. You know why? Because I bought those like 6 or 7 years ago. So, long timeline. Now, let's get to the headline up on top here. Or is it under? I think it's under me on most channels. Right? This is so important. Trump has had clientele want to pay him in Bitcoin for years now. Hasn't done it. Now, from what I've heard, and the source is good, that Trump is accepting Bitcoin as his properties. My friends, you have to understand Trump's mindset. You have to understand where this is all going. You can't look at the price of Bitcoin. It's literally like looking at your 3-year-old and going, should I pay for college yet? No, you have to look at it long term. You have to look at the Bitcoin as a long term investment. Those who hodl are rewarded. And as you hodl and you see I've sat through two cycles now of, well, almost two cycles of 4 years. I bought Bitcoin when it was 680. I bought Ethereum when it was $7. All right. And HODLed. I bought Litecoin when it was $4, I think. $3 or $4, I think. Yeah. Because this is before Litecoin was even on Coinbase. This is pre-Litecoin Coinbase days. Back in those days, they only had Bitcoin. Then they added Ethereum. Then, after Charlie Lee left Coinbase, they added Litecoin. They had three coins. Three. This is back in the day, folks. And the idea that everyone's too late. Oh, it's too late, Ben. It's way too late. No, it's not. Here's some examples. ADA. Right? Basic attention token. No one ever talks about basic attention token. But basic attention token has a use case in the Brave browser. And that's going to go up because the Brave browser is going to be decentralized. A lot of these coins, right, are going to grow into huge networks. It's literally like getting in on AT&T before they were AT&T, when it was Ma Bell, like back in the day. And so many people think that, you know, crypto's get rich scheme. No. Now you can, if you're in the industry, if you know the players, and you know, like, there's some awesome projects out there, like the Divi project, like Polkadot, like all of these coins and tokens that are dirt cheap, and everyone's like, oh yeah, I haven't heard nothing from that project. You have to understand, we are creating the infrastructure for the next system. That's what my clubs are. That's what the Bitcoin Bin crypto clubs are. They're a piece of the foundation, right? That is going to be the floor of the new economy. And no one wraps their heads around it. They can't. And I really don't blame them. I don't blame the average Joe or the average Jane for not really seeing the whole picture, right? In my job, what I do, my shows, my clubs, my industry relations, I live in the Bitcoin world. I live in the crypto. When I wake up in the morning and I go to work, I'm going to work at a Bitcoin club. A crypto club. So my whole day and most of my nights are actually involved in talking with people and working with people in the industry and seeing all the plumbing, right? Someone sold 600 Bitcoin overnight. Could it be the government? No, that was Grayscale. Right? Grayscale liquidated like $600 million worth of Bitcoin yesterday. And that's what dropped the price. That's it. It's normal market flows, inflows and outflows. Now, do you think Michael Saylor knew that this weekend and this week was going to be a heavy outflow day at Grayscale? He may or may not have known. But he got some damn cheap Bitcoin. This is what, if you want to become wealthy, do what wealthy people do. They buy. Right? And if you're a smaller guy or gal and you only have $100 a week to put into Bitcoin, that's fine. Every Friday, get $100 worth of Bitcoin. Voila, you're good to go. Getting rich doesn't happen overnight. Getting wealthy definitely doesn't happen overnight. And it's a mindset. Right. If everyone had Michael Saylor's mindset, a lot more people would be millionaires and billionaires, because Michael Saylor thinks in a certain way. Like my grandfather used to tell me back in the day, Ben, if you want to build a boat, you don't talk to a guy who builds houses. You talk to a guy or you listen to a guy who builds boats. If you want to become rich, do what rich people do. They invest. They do research and they invest. Yes. Buy from the panic sellers. Yeah. This whole world's changing, folks. On the private server here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to show you two interviews that will blow your mind. Blow your mind. Because number one, the first one is to get your mind in the right place to become wealthy. You don't have to be rich to eventually be wealthy. You just have to move towards productivity every day. Every day. Every day. And that will accumulate value. And as you accumulate value, you reinvest that value. It's like my clubs. We're launching more clubs. Why? Because we're reinvesting capital that we make from clubs and other partnerships into more clubs. Sure, I could have one club, make money, and just live, you know, very well. But I'm a builder. I'm a grower. I can't sit still and go, well, I'll clock in every day and clock out every day and be done with it. No, I have to grow. Because you either grow or you die. There is no stable. There is no stay the same. That's what killed Blockbuster. Blockbuster didn't see the digital revolution. They didn't see the internet revolution. They didn't see any of that. So they fucked up. And Blockbuster could have purchased Netflix for like $300 million. It's a multi-billion dollar corporation now. Multi-billion dollar. Why? Because they weren't looking at growing. They weren't looking at adapting. And they weren't looking at the humans revolve around two things, self-interest and efficiency. That's it. Everything humans do is self-interest and efficiency. We want what we want, and we want it the easiest way possible. Voila. Welcome to Bitcoin. This is why people who are involved in Bitcoin are going to make millions of dollars. Right now, one US dollar, I think, is worth like 2,000. I don't know, don't quote me on this. I saw it yesterday or this morning. Like 2,950 sats. That's eventually going to be 1-to-1. Right? We have breaking news out of China. Or is it Japan? No, China. China. China, the public pension fund for the government of China, is looking to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. Think about that, folks. No. Dr. Vagisil, I still love that damn name. Grayscale can shove it. No. Brother, my man, the price is dropping. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. The thing you wanted at 73,000 is now at 63,000. If a $10,000 drop frightens you, then you won't be able to handle the $10,000 gains because you're selling at the top. You're selling. You'll go, ooh, look at that. I took $10,000 and I turned it into $20,000. And you're selling. And then you'll be sitting there counting your $100 bills that are devaluing every day. And then when Bitcoin hits 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, you'll look back and go, son of a bitch, that $10,000 is now worth $100,000. Damn it. I should have never sold. Because what you have to do is you have to think of it like this. If I sell my Bitcoin, I'm going to get some of these, right? But what are you going to buy with it? Are you going to go out and get a brand new car? If you need a new car, yeah, you know, go do that. Are you going to go out and get a brand new house? If that's what you want, do that. But if you're in it like I'm in it, then you're in it for the long haul. You're literally in it for years, years. Daddy-o, who doesn't want more fiat? I don't. I want less fiat, more Bitcoin. You know why? Because Bitcoin goes up. Bitcoin goes up and up and up, and it's going to continue to grow up, go up. As will Ethereum. Litecoin, ADA, also known as Cardano. These platforms, and because they're going to be adopted, they are being implemented. Polkadot, the Divi project. A lot of people don't understand what these, what's being created, what is being built. That's why I, and I think I've said this on a few shows ago, I'm putting $50,000 into the Divi project personally, because I want to add some functionality to the wallet that it doesn't have right now. And I told, because I want my clubs to run on the Divi wallet, but I want it white labeled as my wallet, as the Bitcoin Ben Crypto Club wallet. But in the background, it will be the Divi wallet. See, I think long term. I don't think short term. I think long term. So when I look at the price of Cardano, the price of Litecoin, the price of Bitcoin, the price of like Divi, I don't look at how low they go. Well, I do, because I'm like, well, damn, I can get a whole masternode for, you know, and then I get it usually. And it's because this is such, hang on a second. Oh, alarm went off. Word from the sponsor. Oh, please.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
And we're back. And if you want, you can give them a call at 702-845-8276. Get your crypto-only laptop and your Liberty laptop now. I'm telling you, folks, you're going to wish you had one of those laptops soon. Did you hear that Apple was partnering with Google and implementing OpenAI on their Apple phones? I'm sure you'll be fine. You might want to get a laptop, a Liberty laptop that's made for your freedom. All right, back to the show. Now, on the private server today, private server right there, click that link and it will take you to the private server option. Today, we're going to talk for about an hour and a half on Bitcoin and cryptos and why right now. And this is what I want to say for the last 5 minutes of the public broadcast. This is like no other time in history. We are transitioning from an inflationary global economy into a deflationary global economy. And you say, but how, Ben? But how? Because we're moving to a Bitcoin standard over the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years, folks, everything is going lower against the Bitcoin. Right? Like I told you guys earlier, when I originally got into Bitcoin, a Bitcoin was $680. That's the cheapest I ever got, right around there. $680. If I wanted to, I could go and I could buy a brand new car with that one Bitcoin. So how much did that car cost me? $680 for a brand new car. That's what it cost me. Think about that. And that's the perception. That's the point of view you have to have. The longer you hold the Bitcoin, the lower that everything else's price goes in Bitcoin. One Bitcoin will buy you a $60,000 car right now. When I purchased the Bitcoin 6 or 7 years ago, it was $680. That's what people have to wrap their minds around. If you purchase Bitcoin now, in the future, everything that you want to buy will be cheaper for you, because the value of Bitcoin will continue to go up. And we have people saying, well, why will it continue to go up? Because the Bitcoin is software, right? Think of the Bitcoin as the software that runs your digital clock. You look at it right now and it says 10:30 in the morning. Well, I bet you that this watch will, in about a half hour, it will tell me that it's 11 o'clock. You know why? Because it's programmed to calculate the passage of time. So is Bitcoin. We're approaching the halving, where the supply of the Bitcoin released with every block mined gets cut in half. Think of the Bitcoin as, think of the Bitcoin as you are Bitcoin. I am Bitcoin Ben. Let's think of me as Bitcoin. What if every 4 years my time on Earth was cut in half? What? Every 4 years, the time I have left on Earth was cut in half. You get my point? How valuable would your time be after each halving? So let's say right now I have 60 years to live as of right now, hypothetically. But on April 15th-ish, it goes from 60 years to 30 years. Oh, shit. I only got 30 years. But you know more and more halvings are coming. Oh, shit. So in 4 years, I'm only going to have 15 years. In 8 years, I'm only going to have 7.5 years. So in reality, I have about maybe four more halvings before I'm almost dead. And I'm aging. How valuable is your time when the time you have every 4 years is cut in half? It's the same concept with Bitcoin. The less that's produced, the more valuable it is. The less you have left, the more valuable it is. 19.3 million Bitcoin exist right now. In the market, about 6 million of that is lost forever. So that leaves you with about 13 million that are able to move. Folks, the reason the price of the Bitcoin keeps going up is because as we go, it naturally decentralizes over the community, and the community's growing. We have whales that are buying billions of dollars of Bitcoin, and we have people that are bringing in change here in the club and putting it in our K A1 machines, and they're getting $7 worth of Bitcoin. Oh, I had some change out in my car. I figured I'd flip it into Bitcoin. Okay. It's over, folks. The Bitcoin's won. China's about to implement it into their government pension fund, the largest one in the world, $1.4 trillion pension fund. Do you know if they allocate 1%? You know how much it is? 1% of $1.4 trillion? Guess how much it is? That's 71. That's about $170 billion. Think about that. $170 billion. And the pension fund grows every year. My friends, the future's Bitcoin. Are you living in the past or are you looking forward to the future? Okay. We're going to the private server. Everyone who wants to hear more detailed information, more in-depth information, join right here. Join the private server. Because a lot of what I talk about on the private server, not really good for YouTube. That will live right for YouTube. So click the link under here in the description. I have three options for the private server, or scan the code. If you're watching on YouTube, click the join button on YouTube and choose the private server option. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button and join my Rumble Locals channel under the private server. And it will take you right there. You click the title up here, and it will take you right back to this live video, which, like I said, we got about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. There's a lot going on right now. All right, go into the private server, see you guys there. Be right back. Hold, please. All right, now we're on the private. Ooh, we got 152 people on the private server. Great job, guys. Great job. Hold, please. I'll be right back, guys.